USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The full U.S. House Judiciary Committee report on the impeachment of President Trump is out, 658 pages, released overnight, explaining the Democrats on the committee's justification for recommending two articles of impeachment against President Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. It comes as the House is expected to vote this week to make Trump only the third president to ever be impeached in the nation's history. Illegal immigrants now able to get driver's licenses in New York State. Assemblywoman Catalina Cruz on hand in Jackson Heights yesterday, where workshops were held to teach people about the process of applying.
And I never thought I would see the day that this would happen.
A Siena College poll shows a majority of New Yorkers don't favor the new law. This is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
A senior U.S. trade rep is dismissing the idea of political costs to the Trump administration after some Republicans signaled concern over concessions that the president made to get Democrats on board with a trade deal with Mexico and Canada. Robert Lighthizer saying on Sunday,
this should be a Trump trade policy, and a Trump trade policy is going to get a lot of Democratic support. Remember, most of these working people voted for the president of the United States.
He told CBS's Face the Nation the new bill is more enforceable and better for American workers and manufacturers and farmers than it was in its original form. And he predicts it will be getting a lot of Democratic support. Military officials investigating after cadets attending the Army-Navy football game on Saturday in Philadelphia were seen flashing the OK symbol. The use of that symbol is sometimes seen as a gesture of white power. This is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband say prosecutors have hidden evidence in the massive college admissions scandal. The Fuller House star and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, are charged with paying $500,000 to get their daughters into USC. They say they thought they were contributing to a true charitable cause, and they say that prosecutors have not turned over the evidence that shows they thought their cash was going to a legitimate cause, the couple pleading not guilty to the charges that include fraud and bribery. A man is facing charges after driving a stolen car with a handmade license plate made out of a grocery bag. Joshua Anthony Lewis Brown was fixing a flat tire in Indiana when police arrested him, initially thinking that he really needed some help, but then they noticed his makeshift license plate that was written with crayon. Police confirming the car was in fact reported stolen about 400 miles away the day before. He now faces a felony charge for possession of the stolen property and a misdemeanor for driving without a license. And the bat that Babe Ruth used to hit his 500th home run, selling for some big bucks, an unidentified buyer snagging the bat for over $1 million at a weekend auction. Ruth had given the bat to the former mayor of Suffern, New York, and it was kept by his family for years. You can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.